Justin Fluke now joined by Coach David Johnson talking D-West boys basketball. The Mustangs 6-10 on the season. Three of those wins coming in the TVL, including last night. I guess we'll kind of start with that game and work our way back a little bit here over the last week or so. Coach, you beat Onega in double overtime last night on the road, 47-43. As you mentioned, both teams had some opportunities and, you know, let some chances go by the wayside as well. But at least you found a way to get a road win and double overtime. Probably shows some pretty good preservation by your kids.
Yeah, I was happy with the way we competed, and, you know, we've done that all year long. And you know, our seniors stepped up, and Creighton Johnson and Brock Leatherman and Trent Spiker and Cole Frank, and each did some things to kind of help us. And Hudson Penning, a freshman off the bench, got some layups to kind of get us going a little bit. So everybody kind of contributed, and Kelby Winmeyer off the bench, Cooper Everly, a freshman off the bench, and Brody Jeske. So, you know, that's our eight guys, and not hard to list our team off. So it was a battle, that's for sure. Kind of mirror images of two teams. You know, people see the records and don't think, you know, either us or Onega have the competitiveness about us, but I think we do. And Coach Baxter does a good thing with them. You know, it's tough. It could have went either way, that's for sure. And, you know, they had chances and we had chances. And like I told their kids after the game, I said, it doesn't matter, you know, their records in this league, it just doesn't matter. If people are worried about that, then they're going to get a surprise. So we just got to keep working to get better. That's the ultimate goal.
Yeah, chances in your couple games before that as well. You ended up falling to Axtell 52-41, lost to Clifton Clyde 61-44. Obviously, a couple pretty darn good basketball teams you faced, and sounded like just the consistency maybe through all four quarters is not quite there yet for this team.
Yeah, we led both teams at the end of one, and then we have that moment of, you know, of just not where we just don't take care of the ball. You know, we've had teams we've played that have gone on, you know, a 24-4 run or 13-2 run, and you just can't do that. And it's just turnovers. It's just blatantly throwing the ball to the other team. It's not executing. And it's, you know, it's not like people are reinventing the wheel against us. They're putting pressure on us and we got to take care of the ball. We got to make better passes. And it's all about execution this time of year. And some teams are a lot more athletic than us, but that doesn't mean you still can't execute what you're trying to do. And we just can't do it as fast as other teams. Sometimes we can. People, you know, I want to run down the court as bad as anybody, but I'm not a big guy running up down the court and throwing the ball into the stands. I don't want to get the fans that involved in the game. So it's you know, it's about doing what you can do with your team, and we're kind of starting to find who we need to have. Creighton stepped up and had shot the ball a little bit better here in the second half after kind of being sick and battling like everybody has, and Trent's done a little better job inside, and Brock, you know, if he can get his feet set, he's as good a shooter as there is in the league. So you just gotta, you know, we're not as athletic as other people. We don't have the numbers, so people see us warming up and have an idea of what they think we are, and they don't really have any idea if they don't know us or me by now.
You got four games left. The good thing is that three of them are at home, and then a short win at Troy to end the regular season. But and there's some winnable games, and there's still a lot to play for. But you definitely have a huge challenge in front of you, it looks like, with Hanover coming in now this Friday.
Yeah, they probably aren't on their radar, nor should we be. I mean, they probably already got the state title mailed to them already. I mean, they're gifted in every spot, athletic, and can do a lot of things, so we'll have our hands full, that's for sure. But again, you know, you got to compete. So you put the jersey on, they're the same age as our kids. And if you're a competitor, I don't care who you're playing or when, you come out and you try and do the things we need to do. And Wetmore's different, you know, they're going to have a lot of sets and Henry inside stuff. And, you know, we lost the overtime game with Lynn, and, you know, they're athletic as well. So, and Troy will be the thing. The biggest thing is it'll be nice to actually play at home. We don't have to drive to Frankfort 10 times in a week, so that'll be nice. So, you know, be nice to be in the county. Nice to be in the fresh air of Donovan County.
There you go. Well, I'm glad you're feeling better and your team hopefully healthy, ready for a stretch run as well. Coach, best of luck in your upcoming games. Thanks for your time.
You bet. Thank you.
Coach Johnson of the D-West Boys, the Mustang Locker Room Chats, brought to you by the Medina State Bank and the Bank of Highland, also by Johnson Ag and by Triple L Tire.